broadcasting from the business capital of the world. This is the Podcast Business News Network.
And we are excited to have our friend Todd Malloy here back with us, joining us today. I know it's going to be another great conversation as usual. And of course,
thank you.
The work he does is pretty amazing. For those of you that may not know, Todd, would you mind just introducing yourself?
Oh, yes. I am a relationship, sex, and intimacy therapist working where I promote and help people live a life worth celebrating. I give them over the last 30 years, I've been working with corporations, individuals, and families that they would have a life worth celebrating and facilitate them achieving lifelong goals and dreams.
Beautiful. Now, you're based out of Huntersville, North Carolina, correct?
And yes,
also
I am.
The founder and clinical director of its Inner Peace Counseling Center, correct?
Correct. You're absolutely correct.
Beautiful. So you help with a lot of people. Do you treat
Correct.
Children to adult? Could you just share a little bit about the specificities? I know dysfunction is one of the things we all dysfunctional, but you help people with that.
Right. Yeah, correct. Well, typically I work with the demographic of early 20s to even senior citizens, actually.
Wow.
Really to the point where people are cognitive and aware about where they want to go and what they want to do in life. And they're struggling through relationship issues, intimacy issues, just crossroads in life. If this is the right turn and direction, you know, as we get older, we see life differently. And then we're struggling with family of origin issues, some of which, you know, we'll talk about today in today's show, which why Will did what he did.
Yeah.
Family of origin issues that follow you throughout the life that cause you to stumble over your own feet and hinder your ability to achieve goals. I consider myself a part of the solution to the ills of society such that people can achieve a life worth celebrating. I'm the one that facilitates that person on the inside that doesn't always come out openly to give yourself permission to say, hey, I can be my authentic self and I am enough.
Beautiful. And it's toddmalloy.com for those listeners out there and viewers today.
Yes.
Toddmalloy. And I know we're going to talk about that slap heard around the world. It happened at the Oscars on Sunday night. And boy, oh boy, has it brought a lot of conversation to the table about Will, about Chris, about reaction, about discipline, about what should be, what should have been, what should happen next. So you as an expert obviously can talk a little bit further on this. Would you mind talking about this challenge? I mean, it really has affected everyone around the world.
Right. But you know, Will is no different than the rest of the world. What Will did is we do in our own ways on a day-to-day basis. What it is that, you know, Will has already disclosed he comes from a family of dysfunction. His family of domestic violence that created a sense of powerlessness from him. And typically throughout society, we're taught to suffer in silence. You know, society likes pretty pictures. Church likes pretty pictures. Hey, smile for the camera. But meanwhile, the inside of us, we're suffering. We're taught that our voices don't matter. You know, I personally feel that we're a traumatized society. When you're a kid, you're supposed to be seen and not heard. When you get a little older, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. When you get older, they tell you to be politically correct or your socioeconomic situation is challenged. When does anybody say value your experience enough to put a voice to it and the people around you care enough to adjust such that you have peace? What we're taught is we have to go along to get along. We try that for as long as we can, but we find ourselves in this cycle that we can't get out of. And subsequently, as the pressure builds, then, you know, nothing happens in a vacuum. We tend to want to tuck things away.
Yeah.
But the more you tuck it in, the more you become the pressure cooker or the teapot that ultimately begins to scream. And that's what caused him to do that. And subsequently, which causes us to do it as well. So these are the things that, you know, I want to really give people the permission to say, ouch, that we can be human. It's okay to be perfectly flawed, because by not doing it, you put yourself in a position of being out of control like he is.
Mm-hmm.
The one who controls your emotions controls you. If you don't control your emotions, you're out of control. And, you know, personally, I like to challenge people. What is your challenge? Why are you afraid of not speaking? Why are you afraid of not valuing or validating your own experience? Because if you don't validate your own experience in the moment you're having it, you teach the world not to care about you.
Yeah.
This caring starts with yourself, and then introducing that to your community and saying, hey, I need help. It doesn't make us weak. It makes us human. We are all perfectly flawed. We are all a work in progress, and it's okay.
Well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is aware that Will Smith came from a dysfunctional background, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This may be opening eyes to them, but then people will say, well, that's no excuse for him to act the way he did. What would you say to those people? You know, well, you teach your children not to slap, not to hit, not to fight back, and use your words in a sense. So,
correct.
You know, there's two different sides to it, right? It's really complicated.
Right. But we're impacted by triggers.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we respond to feelings more so than words and environment. For example, if I were to say, hey, it's snowing outside, there'll be a chill. You say, ooh, it's snowing. But why? Where'd the chill come from when you're in a warm room? I remember the feeling of what it is to be in the snow, and the mere fact that you communicate that creates a reaction. And a lot of what I'm sharing is already proven theoretically and through research in society, through psychology and varying research. The fact of the matter is that we are all limping for the most part. We have all been impacted by life, hurts, pain, shames. And we don't address them in the moment they happen. So subsequently, we suppress it, and then it shows up irreverently. For example, Steve Jobs ignored his cancer and figured an alternative way to go against what the doctors were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But as a result of that, they couldn't stop it because he waited too long to say, okay, hey, doctor, you're right. Let's use your research.
Yeah.
The point is, we do that in life. We push things down. We suppress it. And then it pops up, it shows up at an unsuspected time, because nothing happens in a vacuum. The body stores, science teaches us, the body stores trauma. And if we don't address it, it will show up and you'll stumble.
Yeah.
So yes, we do tell children not to hit, but yet people hit. We tell adults that we should be, you know, responsible adults, but adults still go to prison.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of reasons. And because of these triggers, and suppressed emotions, unaddressed hurts and pains, we set ourselves up to stumble, trip, and fall, not knowingly, but inerrantly. And again, it's sometimes beyond our control.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a great conversation, because there's also the thing, you know, we all make mistakes, all about forgiveness. And I'm sure you work with clients all the time, and forgiveness is big and part of things. Just curious your take, if you don't mind, since we did bring them up.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think, you know, what should be handled next, right? Because there was a public statement from Will saying he's sorry to Chris. Supposedly there was no in-person meeting about it, but, you know, everyone wants to comment on it. What do you think should happen? Just, you know.
Really what I think should happen, and not just for Will, but for everybody involved, what is the lesson that we're learning here? And how can I take from that lesson and apply it to my own life to build? Hey, what would cause Will to do this? Now, I did mention he comes from a family of domestic violence.
Yep.
Why do I know that? It's published in his book. And he talks about how he felt powerless. The sense of feeling powerless will take your voice away. People that grew up in the trauma of emotional neglect, varying traumas, tends to make life not about you. You begin to neglect yourself and focus on what's going on around you. So as you're taught to neglect yourself, you set yourself up for this type of drama.
Wow.
So as we watch this, how are we going through similar things? Because Will is not unique. He's human like the rest of us. He's impacted like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Although his celebrity status doesn't make him not human.
Yeah.
How are we suppressing our information? How are we not addressing the dysfunction that we came from in our youth? And not allowing ourselves to be healed. So now, how can I look at his situation, and how am I causing myself to stumble? How am I on my journey of life, and I seem to be on track, but now I'm stumbling? The only consistent thing in any stumbling is you.
Yeah.
Because environments are changed, people are changing. So if you change one part of a system, you change the whole system. Hey, how can I hold myself accountable for the missteps in my life? What are they teaching me about myself, where I need to grow individually, personally, collectively? What resources do I need to bring to the table to facilitate that, such that I can have control of my experience and my emotions? Because again, the one who controls my emotions controls me. And if I don't control my emotions, I am out of control. It's no one else's fault.
Yeah.
I have a responsibility and an accountability. And what am I doing to help myself so I don't sabotage myself? because my recovery may not be as easy as Will's. His socioeconomic situation, his status, his network, his power in life can recover from this a lot easier than us mere mortals.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that. I mean, it puts things into hindsight, and clearly with your expertise, you know, it's all about relationships and how people communicate and not communicate.
Correct.
So, yeah, it's really interesting. That's kind of brought the whole world and community together in a sense, right? And I know it's a celebrity, but it really makes you think, you know, so let's talk. You mentioned that, about suffering in silence, right? A lot of people suffer in silence.
Correct.
How, you know, not everybody has the will to, no pun intended, the will to come see a professional like yourself to get the help you need. You know, what would you say to that?
Well, you know, there are churches, there's synagogues, there's mosques, ashrams. They're close family friends, people that are in your circle. But sometimes they even share with clients that sometimes a stranger can be more helpful than the people you know. You ever notice that when we're walking down the street and we just connect with a person, we're sitting in a park, and we just start having general conversation?
Yeah.
You don't have to be specific or gory, but creating that opportunity to say, hey, you know, people ask you, how are you doing? How about actually telling the truth for a change?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm fine. I'm moving. I'm accomplishing goals. I got my life stresses and pressures that, you know, make it a little difficult, makes it feel like I'm moving through mud. Therefore, you didn't tell them specifically what's going on, but you're talking about your struggle.
Yeah.
Who knows if that person could actually give some insight or give you what their coping skills, what their strategies are. You know, think about it. In today's society, we are pushed beyond measure. We're in an unprecedented time when it comes to stress and pressure. We have our normal everyday life stuff. We have social unrest, political unrest. We're still not fully healed from the pandemic. And I've seen within my office, there are more divorces. There are much more. The suicide rate has increased.
Domestic violence went up.
Right.
I mean,
Exactly. But what it's saying is, hey, we are pushed beyond our coping skills and strategy. So now we have to, as an adult, as you talked about, we're adults. We should be taking this information and how do I need to adjust the quality of my life? How do I need to adjust my coping skills and my strategies to facilitate this additional weight that I did not have to carry for the last 40, 50 years of my life or whatever that number is?
Gosh, wow. Wow. You also talk about it's okay not to have it all together, right? I mean, you know, you see, because we perfect life as we go through and acknowledge the reality in our own experience. Do you want to share a little bit more on that?
Right. Again, the life experience is a journey. It's a work in progress, which is perfected through the process, not at any particular moment. We enjoy diamonds and broad, you know, natural sources. We like diamonds, but remember, a beautiful diamond, the expensive diamonds, still have a flaw or defect. But the way it's defected enhances the brilliance of the diamond. Why can't we take that same concept as a person? Hey, I am perfectly flawed. Okay, so now that I'm perfectly flawed, great, but that creates my uniqueness. That creates my peculiarities that make me special and unique from someone else. And then in the midst of just recognizing that, hey, I do make missteps, but it's okay because each misstep is a lesson to create the opportunity for me to be ultimately who I am. Because that forges the course to my greatest and most perfected self. If I focus less on the emotions and more on the lesson that's associated to the experience. Yes, emotions are real. We have to acknowledge them. But it's not to get caught up there or stuck there. It's about what is my lesson? How can I use this to build as opposed to get stuck?
Beautifully said. All right, Todd, we're going to take a quick break here. Please tell us the best form, all forms of contact for you.
Yeah. Well, the best way to contact me is todd@toddmalloy.com, todd@toddmall.com, or at 704-937-2286. I'm also Todd Malloy on Instagram and on Facebook.
Beautiful. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with more.
Todd Malloy, with over 30 years of experience in transforming the lives of individuals, couples, and professionals to live as their greatest self, has had a rippling effect in every layer of their life to truly live a life worth celebrating personally, professionally, and relationally. It is achievable for you. No matter where you are in life, you can have a life worth celebrating in your greatest self. Let me show you how at ToddMalloy.com. Transform your life today.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
You know, what it is that, again, I just really want to implore people to say out. I really want them to reach out and encourage it, ask, reach out for me as a resource. I really want to be today that first person to be the resource to tell you it's okay to exhale. It's okay to breathe. It's okay to say you're human and acknowledge it. But by acknowledging it, you'll open yourself up to the people around you to offer you support. Now, the reason I want to share is, you know, it's kind of interesting to me how when we're in an intimate setting or being intimate with someone, we don't mind sharing our experience and where we are and what's going on in the present moment so we can stay connected and have the experience we're looking for. But just as if we can do that with our clothes off, why not do it with our clothes on and be truthful about the experience that you're having? Skills are transferable. If you can have the power to do it in some arenas, you should be able to do it in all arenas.
It's so true. And we just lost your connection. Oh no, Todd Malloy, where did you go? We'll get you right back on the line once again. It happens sometimes. We lost his video and then his audio, but everything's good. Todd, let's hear from you once again. If our listeners are interested in reaching out to you, this is the way they could do it. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with more after the break. Please don't go anywhere.
Todd Malloy, with over 30 years of experience in transforming the lives of individuals, couples, and professionals to live as their greatest self, has had a rippling effect in every layer of their life to truly live a life worth celebrating personally, professionally, and relationally. It is achievable for you. No matter where you are in life, you can have a life worth celebrating in your greatest self. Let me show you how at ToddMalloy.com. Transform your life today.
And welcome back. You just heard again from Todd Malloy there, and he's coming back to the show.
Yeah.
It's all good here. ToddMalloy.com, ToddMalloy.com. As we told you earlier, if you were listening, I hope he's the founder and CEO of Inner Peace Counseling Center from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And basically, they really help in so many different ways with integrative partners to help you along your with your struggles, family distress, you name it, he does it, and he's back with us today. I'm not sure exactly where we lost you, but yeah. I went right to commercial, so go ahead.
Perfect. I apologize for the technical difficulty. Basically, I want to be that resource to give you the first one to give you permission to say out. It is okay. It's actually the right thing to do to usher you to where you want to be. My thing is that as we are intimate in settings, we tend to be more transparent. When we're naked and unashamed with a partner, we can share our experiences so we can collectively achieve what we're looking for. I'm challenging people to do that same thing with your clothes on. Skills are transferable. If I can do it one place, I can do it another. And it starts with by being present, honest, sincere in every moment. The beginning with what, check in with your experience first. You know, even Jill sitting while I'm sitting with you, I know how I want to feel. I know what I want to experience. Mm-hmm. If I'm feeling something contrary, I should say, Jill, you know, I don't feel safe. I don't feel secure. What's going on? I feel like I'm under attack as opposed to being interviewed.
Oh, yeah.
Help me understand if this is a true experience for me. Because again, as I mentioned, feelings can deceive us. So we have to validate the experience to level set to know what the next best move is. So we check in with our experience. We begin the communication from our experience if it's adverse to what we want. And then we know what the next best move is. It allows us to be efficient. It allows us to stay in the path of truth. And again, it facilitates us not stumbling over ourselves.
Wow.
And having a mess to clean up later.
Yeah. So you obviously help those worldwide mental health awareness, relationships, connection, coaching. I mean, there's a lot to you. Did you want to share a little bit of someone out there listening? And you're also a speaker, you know, and you got your men's forum there as well. What did you want to share with us? We still have some time.
You know, I think it's important to recognize that nothing is done in a vacuum. You know, when people see me, they say, well, you know, you're a licensed marriage and family therapist, sexuality educator. How do you know these other things? Well, because of the gray, I got a little age on me, means I've done a few things.
Great.
But I've, thank you.
You're welcome.
I spent 30 years in corporate America as a program manager, doing international work, building teams and so forth with liability. Again, no matter what you do in business, they're all made of individual people that come with their own challenges. Therefore, by understanding people, having the background that I have, that everything is relational. Even when you're an individual, your relationship with yourself, but that relationship with yourself permeates every other layer. So by understanding people, understanding team building, things of that nature, facilitates companies having less liability issues for human resources managers talking. I do team building with churches. But also working with individuals, couples, and families allows people to cultivate their greatest self such that they can individually be the greatest offering for all of those that they love. So even though it sounds eclectic and very broad that I do, but it's really based on the individual. Because no matter where we go, it is a relationship and we are a part of it. And you change one part of a system, you change the whole system. You have one person healthy, that means the system as a whole is healthier. And I'm that agent of change.
Wow. I love it. I love it. I also want to know more about these man cave conversations I read about. I like that. You know, is that your podcast that you do? Is this another?
This is what it is that I'm finding that I'm ending up with a lot of men that are struggling with their masculinity or just defining what manhood is on their terms. You know, I grew up during John Wayne era, but if you acted like John Wayne did now in modern days, you probably wouldn't be real popular. So it's an evolutionary process. So we dispel myths and allow men to just tell the truth about their experiences, their shame, their inadequacies, but also identify solutions. Because again, we don't have to suffer in silence. So this is an opportunity for men who are by society terms, more taught to suppress their thoughts because you have to project a certain persona. This is a safe place that I create for men to be able to have that conversation and in a safe way with others. And then we help each other build and grow. And I dispel myth because obviously I have the science background, the research background, such that we can really enable people to really have a life worth celebrating.
And could you talk a little bit about the impact you've made on your clients? I know you have some great stories. Do you want to share some?
Oh, yeah, almost definitely. You know, one particular client, and I'll call her Rebecca for lack of a better name, because I can't use her name, is that she came to me actually looking for help for her husband. She said she wanted to figure out how to be in a better relationship with her husband. And in turn, I said, well, ma'am, your husband's not in the room. I have to work with you. But in the midst of this, she has come into a greater sense of self. She was a sheepish person, even though professionally very successful, PhD level. But she, by clearing her inadequacies and her own self-shame and unawareness, she was able to relieve herself of that baggage, lose half her body weight, go to pole fitness and connect to her sensuality. But in that, she also identified how she really didn't want to do what she was doing. She wanted to be more health-oriented and for society, and actually ended up owning a business, starting her own business, starting a nonprofit, which has been identified in within the first year to be a multi-million dollar business opportunity.
Wow. Potential is there.
But it starts with the individual. And even as she's growing through the process, I'm able to give her opportunities to how to perfect it from a business perspective. But it all starts with the individual.
Yep.
At which point we're able to remove the barriers, the hindrances of dysfunction that we've picked up through life, through relationships, it really clears the path to see what our journey and our destination truly is and have that life we're celebrating.
Beautiful.
Sometimes it takes someone to hold up a mirror to you to show you you in order for you to fix yourself. Because I don't fix people. I've just created an environment where people can see their own path and chart a course for themselves that brings them the joy they're looking for.
Beautifully said, Todd. And if we want to reach out to you, remind us how we could do that.
Say again, please.
How can we reach you to contact you for a consultation?
Yes, please reach out to me at toddmoy.com. You can reach out to me at toddmoy on Facebook, Instagram, or you can please feel free to reach to my office at 704-937-2286.
Perfect. ToddMalloy.com. Thank you for your time today and looking forward to the next time we speak. Thank you again.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.